Hello, hello, hello. Welcome again, and thanks for having a listen to the Expressive Mom Show with yours truly, Miriam Slalsberg. So did you enjoy last week's podcast about those flat earthers? Were you shaking your head when you heard about those moms getting into the flat earth movement as well as some of those whisper confessions? Oh my, oh my. What are they teaching their kids? One day, they're going to find out the truth about the Earth being a sphere, unless they're too brainwashed to be open to this fact, which is a really scary thought. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk about something else that is not related, but yet at the same time, quite cringeworthy. Now, before I get into this show, what the show is about, let's just say that parenting is really the toughest gig around. I mean, that is something that all parents can agree on, right? Yeah, it certainly is. Parenting is a tough, tough job. Now, I mean, it's also quite rewarding. I mean, it's both rewarding and challenging, and, you know, every parenting style is different. I mean, really, as long as the child is properly clothed, fed, and living in clean and comfortable environments and is loved, then you know what? Any parent's doing a great job. And, I mean, just the fact of the matter is that some moms are busier than other moms, especially if they have more than one child and they're working, or if they have a child that has special needs, then they're going to be extremely scattered and not, you know, just scattered because of the fact there's just so much to do, so much multitasking, so many things to do. So they're going to end up, they're not going to worry about getting things perfect. They're going to worry about just getting things working as best as they can. So, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is that, I mean, aside from that, that doesn't mean that, at the same time, doesn't mean a stay-at-home mom to just one easygoing child has a stress-free life either. So, I mean, most moms are actually quite compassionate and empathetic and would realize these facts, and they would understand that the other mom is doing, other moms are doing what is best for their families as long as they're really doing the best they can. And that means they'd even be compassionate towards moms that would not judge their parenting style, even if they don't agree with how they raise their kids. I mean, you know, that's the thing. Everyone's got their own style, their own beliefs, their own way of raising kids. And, you know, it's fine if you don't agree with it, but as long as the child is getting everything they need, then why do you care, Rick? Really, why do they care? Now, the problem is there are a lot of moms out there that really do care too much. They're not compassionate or empathetic. They're extremely judgmental of what other moms do and just don't hesitate to voice their disapproving opinions when it comes to how other moms raise their kids. These groups of moms are really what they're called, the sanctimommies. They're the sanctimommies, and this is what the show is going to be about. It's going to be about the sanctimommies, the incredible, cringeworthy things that sanctimommies have said. You know, you mix the word sanctimonious with mom, they're sanctimommies, right? So let's hear about several things that sanctimommies have said to other moms. Are you ready to hear this collection? All right, here's one here. Working moms are neglectful moms. Oh, yeah. Now, this is one of the most, this is a very common sanctimommy comment, actually, which is according to the stir on Cafe Mom. That's because they think that these moms that are working moms are neglectful. Why is that? Because they're working, and that takes time away from them paying attention to their kids. Never mind that these moms have to work in order to contribute financially so they can provide for their families with their necessities. And, I mean, why not have some extra money left over to enjoy a night out for dinner? And, I mean, the fact of the matter is, what these sanctimommies don't realize is that the cost of living is extremely high. And it's not really fair to expect the father to provide everything. I mean, maybe in some cases, the father does make more than enough money where the mom can stay at home and spend time with the kids, but that's the exception now, especially nowadays. Not the rules, and we're not in the 1950s anymore. I mean, you know, the cost of living, like I said, is quite high, and both parents really have to work because life is expensive. I mean, let's face it, life is very expensive. I mean, that's the fact. Okay, So these sanctum mommies have absolutely no business judging these working moms. Of course, you know what? Yeah, they may not be able to provide much time with their kids, but they're certainly providing them a roof over with a roof over their head, and they're providing them food and you know, the necessities that they need to live on, right? All right, here's another one. Moms that feed their kids processed food don't care about their kids' health. Oh, my Lord. Okay. Let's face it, life gets really hectic, and it's not realistic for busy moms to cook up healthy meals each night at dinner. And sometimes the only way these moms can feed their families is by getting takeout or throw in some ready-made dinners from the grocery store in the microwave for dinner. So, as it said on the stir from Cafe Mom, one of the most comments that the average sanctum mommy has made is that they think it is wrong that moms could even think to feed their kids processed GMO and gluten-filled food. Why? Because they believe that the only things to feed their kids are organic and GMO and gluten-free meals and snacks, because they would never want to have, they would not want their kids to eat anything that's not natural. I mean, the reality is that most moms are busy and they're only concerned about their kids being fed. And sometimes they will have to feed them fast food when their days are so rushed. Their kids will turn out just fine. So these moms don't need to take, like, what these sanctum mommies say to them too seriously. Seriously. I mean, really. You know what? If you're a busy mom, you've got five things to do in one day. You got work, another thing to think the mommies judge, and you only have time to get your kids a McDonald's meal, then do that. Your kids are being fed. Okay, it's not the most nutritious thing, but they're being fed. They're going to be fine. They're getting the calories they need, okay? They're going to be fine. So just don't take what they say seriously. Life gets hectic. All right. Here's another one. Moms that do not nurse their kids are selfish. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Listen, there are many moms who choose to formula feed their babies, and there are moms who really want to nurse, but they can't, so they have to formula feed them, right? And that's really the last thing they should ever hear from any other mom or and anyone, that they're selfish for not nursing their babies. Unfortunately, according once again to the stir on Cafe Mom, not many sanctum mommies have said that moms who don't nurse their babies are selfish. And this will just rub salt into the open wounds of those moms who really wanted to nurse but couldn't for physiological or psychological reasons. Sometimes nursing can aggravate postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety. Sorry about this. So, I mean, in that case, it's better to have a mom that is mentally well, that's formula feeding your baby, than one that's not. Really, seriously, these moms need to stop judging. Yes, we know that breast milk is better than formula. It can't be compared, but formula is just fine, too. If that has to be used for whatever reason, then that has to be used. You do remember one thing. Remember this phrase and never forget it. If you are the mom that's feeling bad for not nursing or feeling, you know, or fed up because of all these sanctum mommies saying otherwise, remember, fed is best, okay? Fed is best. You're feeding your baby. That's all that matters. Don't listen to what anyone else says. All right. Here's another one. Traditional schools are for the conformist parents. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that all parents want to make sure is what happens is that their kids do get a good education. However, very few of them can actually afford to send their kids to a private school. And this is why a lot of parents homeschool their kids. This includes fathers as well. And according to the Cafe Mom, the stir on Cafe Mom, one expected comment that the average sanctum mommy makes to other moms is that they think that it is wrong to send their kids to a regular public school. Mm-hmm. And that the reason for that is that they believe that if their kids are being sent to a regular public school, they're not getting the best education like their counterparts who attend private schools. So these sanctum mommies do not realize that these parents do not have a lot of money, so they really don't have no choice but to rely on their kids being educated through public schools. And you know what? Their kids will be just fine in the end. They really will. They're not going to be better off. Okay, here's another one. Don't ever put your child in daycare. Never, don't ever do that. What's so wrong with daycare? Kids that are in daycare get an early start in life by learning about how others exist other than themselves. And even though small children don't really have the ability to be empathetic at the toddler stage, that's not something they really develop until they're sometime in later elementary school, like around 7, 8, 9, something like that. Now, you know, they're not the empathetic stage at that point when they're toddlers, but it's always a good thing to learn about something useful in life, even if it's too soon, right? Not to mention, kids in daycare receive a lot of great stimulation that they need that they would not get at home. However, one comment made by Sanctum Mommies, which was according to the Stir on Cafe Mom, is they think it's terrible. They think it's absolutely awful that any mom could ever consider sending their kids to daycare. They believe that it's every mom's responsibility to raise their kids only at home, and it's been said already how they feel about working moms, which only makes them more judgmental, even more about it. They're more judgmental about these moms that end up sending their daycare to work. Oh, my goodness. They are not spending the time they need to spend with their kids. They're working. They're sending their kids to daycare. Oh, how horrible. Okay. Now, here's another one. Selfish moms are the only ones to get epidurals. Oh, man. Yeah, believe it or not, that is a typical comment made by Sanctum Mommies, and that is what has been said on the Stir on Cafe Mom, that they feel that any mother that requests an epidural is selfish. I mean, this baffles me, because how is it selfish? I mean, the epidural may slow the labor down, but how is it selfish for any mom to not want to experience pain when they're in labor, especially if their baby will not have any kind of long-term effects? My only advice is to pregnant moms that are reading this or they're listening to this that want to get an epidural is to ignore what the Sanctum Mommies say and get the epidural. What they say is not important, and what you choose to do in your life has no effect on them whatsoever. So just get the epidural and just forget. Don't listen to what anyone else says. All right, here's another one. The moms that don't install their car seats properly don't really care about their kids' well-being. Is that right? I mean, the fact of the matter is that car seats always have to be installed properly because that is a safety issue, and most parents do know this. This is why a lot of them look into companies that can provide car seat installation services, and actually police stations offer this as well. They offer this as a service. So this is why it's not recommended that parents should install car seats themselves, because chances are they really don't know how to do it the correct way, and they know this, and that's why they hire these companies. But, you know, according to the Stir and Cafe Mom, It's a very common Sanctum Mommy comment is that they think that moms who don't install their kids' car seats properly don't really care about their kids' well-being. And that's really not true. I mean, moms who don't install car seats properly or do it the wrong way because they're not aware of all the steps they need to take in order to set it up right. And that, once again, is why car seat installation services are a thing. That's the thing. Most parents don't know how to do it, so they call up somebody who can help them. All right. There's more. Now this one gets to me. Moms with kids that have developmental disorders need to grow up and stop being so dramatic. And I've heard my fair share of that myself because, I have a son with autism, and this is a very... This angers me. Any Sanctum Mommy that makes this comment angers me. And other moms that have kids with special needs would feel the exact same way that I do. But according to something that was said in Momtastic, Sanctum Mommies think that moms that have kids with developmental disorders are being overdramatic when they say that they're exhausted, stressed out, and burned out. Oh, yeah. Can I tell you how many times I was told to put on my big girl panties and just deal with it? They didn't care about how tired I was. Nope. And I know this comment very well, so it really just had to be put in this. They really don't have any idea what parenting kids with special needs is all about, regardless of the functioning level of a child. I mean, it doesn't matter whether these kids are high-functioning or not. They don't know what's involved. So, you know what? Maybe these sanctum mommies that make these crazy, uninformed judgments would care for these kids just for one day. Then they would certainly take back what they said about these moms in a heartbeat. Okay. Here's another one, another very annoying comment from Sanctum Mommies. Moms that allow their toddlers to scream in public are lazy. Oh, is that right? So, I mean, whenever moms of babies and toddlers go out to the mall or the supermarket so they can run their errands, well, end up facing their little one crying or screaming or doing something in public. And because that's what kids do. I mean, kids cry, they scream. I mean, that's what you got to expect. However, only the Sanctum Mommies would have a serious problem with this, according to Momtastic. Those who aren't Sanctum Mommies or those who aren't so judgmental would certainly understand this, but not them. They've criticized moms of babies and toddlers that are out in public for not quieting them down properly. Never mind that these moms have to run their errands and take their kids with them since they're too young to stay at home alone and just always can't get last-minute babysitting. Chances are these moms try to quiet their kids down if they're yelling in public, but it's a known fact that this is not always an easy thing to do. All right, here's another one. The little ones need to stay home when the weather is cold. Is that right? I mean, those who live in climates that are in the far north or the far south of the world will be facing winter and cold weather. We just had ours, and now the moms and dads in Ushuaia, South America, that are getting winter right now are facing this at the moment. It's cold now. So what does that mean? Does that mean that parents of young kids can hibernate so their kids can stay home? Spring is around the corner? Absolutely not. Well, according to Momtastic, though, Sanctum Mommies have the attitude that parents of babies and young kids have no business going out with them when the weather is cold. What these Sanctum Mommies don't realize is that these parents that live in colder climates realize this fact, and this is why they make sure that they bundle their little ones up so they can go out so they can stay warm. Guess what? Life goes on, even when the temperatures are close to or even below freezing. So let them shove their judgment to the side. Okay, here's another one. How can you possibly allow your baby to sleep on their side? Huh. Now, that's something that all Sanctum Mommies that want to judge moms that allow their babies to sleep on their sides or even on their tummies must know. I slept on my tummy when I was a baby, and here I am telling you, doing this podcast, telling you all about this, telling you about these Sanctum Mommies and telling you about these crazy baby names like I did on the first podcast and the Flat Earthers like I did in the last one. I turned out fine. Well, I mean, did I turn out fine? Well, I don't know if I really did, but you know, I'm still alive, right? I'm alive and kicking and doing this show. And guess what? So did my other counterparts who slipped on their tummies when they were babies. And they probably turned out better than I did, but whatever. That's a totally different, that's another issue altogether. The point is we're alive. And according to Momtastic, the one thing that you would have to expect any Sanctum Mommy to question is why any mom would allow their babies to sleep on their sides instead of their backs for safety reasons. Perhaps babies absolutely dislike sleeping on their backs, and good moms would rather put their babies on their sides than happy and comfortable. I had to do that with my daughter, and guess what? She's just fine. She's 17 years old. She's on the phone right now. I don't know what she's doing, but she's on the phone with her friends. She's fine. She slept on her tummy. She's fine. Okay. So, I mean, even though it's recommended that babies do sleep on their back, sometimes it just can't be done if the baby's going to be very unhappy to the point that their sleep is going to be interrupted. And that's the last thing you want. The last thing you want is your baby to be unhappy and not sleeping because of not being comfortable. Okay, here's another one. Moms have no business nursing their babies in the restaurant. Okay. We already know that moms who bottle their formula have gotten judgment. Well, nursing moms get judgments too. And that, the truth is every mom has the right to enjoy lunch or dinner out. And that goes for moms that are nursing too, okay? Now, the ironic thing is that sanctum mommies judge moms that don't nurse their babies because they think that they're not doing what's best, even though not all moms are able to nurse or choose not to. Doesn't mean they're selfish, just means they choose not to. But according to Momtastic, these sanctum mommies also think it's wrong for moms to nurse their babies in public, especially while they're out at restaurants. Well, the fact of the matter is that nursing is a natural thing to do, and there is nothing about it that should be hidden. These nursing moms have every right to feed their babies wherever they choose, and it's not really anyone's business if they feed them in public. Whether it's in restaurants or malls or stores, it's not their business. Let them do what they want. My goodness. All right, here's another one that's quite annoying. Okay, motherhood is not as hard as most moms make it out to be. Oh, really? Let's face it, didn't I just say in the beginning of the podcast that motherhood or being a parent is one of the toughest gigs around? Really? Yeah. No one can deny that, but sanctum mommies, for whatever reason, do. And according to the Huffington Post, one common comment that many sanctum mommies make is that they think that moms who complain about motherhood need to put their big girl panties on and deal with it. Oh, their attitude as well is that since these moms decided to become moms, then they need to suck it up and deal with it. And the funny thing is, those sanctum mommies who say are either fortunate enough to have nannies helping them, or they could be secretly stressed out as well. No, that could be either one. They could be fortunate enough to have nannies helping them, or maybe they really are stressed out and just do not want to show that. So in other words, they that it in and they judge other moms instead, you know, saying, oh, you got to put your big girl panties on. Meanwhile, they're stressed and they would never admit it because, hey, they have to appear to be superior over other moms, right? Now, if the latter is the case, then that's quite unfortunate for them because they're not going to be getting the support they need. What's going to happen when these sanctum mommies who are secretly suffering crash and burn? What's going to happen to them? Well, I guess their facade's going to have to come off, and they're going to have to admit the fact that they're suffering pretty badly. Because you can't really hide the fact that you're burned out. Like, you just can't. You really can't. All right, here's another one. Moms that allow their kids to use tablets are allowing their babies, their kids' brains to stagnate. Is that right? The average mom has a lot of things to do between caring for her kids, managing the house, and hey, even if moms are staying at home, a lot of them want to work at home because, hey, that's a way to make money. Maybe as far as I'm concerned, that's the best of both worlds. You don't have to put your kid into daycare if you really don't want to, but you can stay at home and work. You can earn money. So you can stay at work at home, and earn money. Now, whatever. The fact is that they can't be the ones. These moms can't always be the ones to occupy their kids for hours. So with that said, they allow their kids to use tablets, and they allow them to spend a long time on there because they have to get other things done. That's what the bottom line is. But according to the Huffington Post, sanctum mommies constantly complain about how other moms allow their kids' brains to stagnate because they allow them to use tablets for hours. And the one thing that these judgy moms don't know is that perhaps the kids that are using these are using their educational apps to keep them busy on the tablets. And I really, it's not really their business what these moms are doing with their kids unless there's a genuine reason for them to be concerned, well, such as, like, legitimate risk being into the picture. And another thing they don't realize is that a lot of kids with special needs actually benefit from these apps on these tablets. So it could be that as well. Maybe they're using one of the tablets to help them develop. In other words, they need to stop judging. All right, here's another one that's quite appalling, if you will. Most moms don't seem to care about their appearances. Really? I mean, the average mom is very tired, especially if they've had to tend to their kid in the night. And with that said, the last thing they're going to care about is how they dress. And this is why so many moms throw on their old yoga pants and sweatshirts, because they really don't have the time and energy to dress up when they go out. However, according to the Huffington Post, a common thing that single mommies do is that they criticize other moms who don't dress up elegantly when they go out. And the question is, why do they really care? Do they really expect anyone to dress up if they're running a few errands while taking their kids along? Most people who are not even parents don't dress up either if they're just going grocery shopping or just going to, shop for something or whatever. I mean, goodness, why should they care how they dress? That's just insane. All right, here's another one. How can moms dress their kids in cheap clothing? Wow, aren't they snobbish? Now, the fact of the matter is that very few moms can afford to buy their kids expensive clothing, and this is why so many of them look for the best-looking clothes in department stores. So according to the Huffington Post, many single mommies make comments about how moms don't purchase the best quality clothing for their kids. And what these single mommies don't realize is that money is not always easy to come by. With that said, it is more important for these moms to have enough money to feed their kids and pay the household utilities rather than buying clothing that has the fanciest name brands. As long as they clothe their kids with decent enough quality clothing, then that's all they need to do. Everything else is irrelevant. So these sanctimonies can judge all they want. These other moms that are really doing their best they can to take care of their kids, and, you know, they're just doing the best they can, they need to just ignore what these sanctimonies say. All right, here's another one. Moms who buy ready-made cupcakes for the bake sale take the easy way out. Now, that's pretty hilarious. I mean, the average mom is just so busy to worry about baking fresh cupcakes for their kid's school bake sale. And for this reason, this is why ready-made pastries are a thing. Additionally, very few people have time in general to bake fancy cakes or cupcakes. So according to the Huffington Post, many single mommies don't approve of any mom that would prefer to buy ready-made cupcakes or pastries to use for the bake sale at their kid's school. And those who would make a judgmental remark like that must have a lot more time to spare than the average busy mom that has babies, toddlers, and school-age kids, whether they're in elementary school or high school. That means if they can utilize hacks to make their busy lives easier, then they should do it, which would also include buying ready-made pastries for any bake sale. Huh. Oh, so here's another one. Moms that complain about their kids' behavior are spoiling them too much. Oh, is that right? I mean, all kids have moments where they're misbehaving, and I mean, this also applies to mothers that have the sanctimonious attitude. So in other words, these sanctimommies will have misbehaving kids regardless of whether they admit it or not, which we know they won't. So according to the Huffington Post, it is very common for sanctimommies to complain about other moms that have poorly behaved kids that are disrupting public places. And they think that these moms are spoiling their kids too much, which is why they think they misbehave. So why do they worry about other moms spoiling their kids? And even if their kids are unrealistically well-behaved, they need to consider that the majority of other kids have their moments, even if they're not being spoiled. And they need to quit placing blame on poor parenting, because in most cases, that really is not the cause for kids having their moments. Kids do these things. Kids are going to misbehave. They're just learning how to be human. Okay? That's the thing that these sanctimonies don't get. These kids are learning to be human. They're learning they're just exploring. They're testing themselves. So they're going to misbehave. They're going to see what happens when they do. Okay, and here's another one. Here's actually the last one that's quite cringeworthy. Okay, how can any mom give their kids toys without knowing what they are made of? Now, the thing that comes to toy safety is that parents are responsible for making sure that the toys they buy their kids do not have loose or sharp parts that can put their kids at any kind of risk. Those small batteries we know that are extremely risky, and parents are well aware now that if there's a toy that operates on those dime-sized batteries, that they need to make sure that they're very secure inside to screw in the backing. And if by some chance the backing is missing, they can use duct tape to tape it to make sure it doesn't come out. And, I mean, most parents are well aware of that. They're well aware of the toy safety. But the fact of the matter is they're not going to be concerned about where the toys are made from and what's in the toys. I mean, to a degree, parents should know what their toys are composed of because they would not want to purchase toys that are, say, made of lead. And the fact of the matter is most toys that are made nowadays are made with safe materials, which do exclude lead. But according to the Huffington Post, Sanctimonies questioned mothers that would purchase toys that may not be safe for their kids to play with. And they don't voice this out of concern. They voice it out of judgment. So as long as parents buy toys that are completely safe by not having loose or sharp parts, that are new, that chances are these toys are totally fine for their kids to play with, regardless of what anyone else says. And, you know, the thing is, you buy a toy, say, from Amazon, they're going to tell you exactly what they're made of. They're going to tell you exactly what the parts are made of. So that's, you know, that's really something not to worry about. Once you learn about what the parts are made of, what the toys are made of, then who cares what these Sanctimommies say, really? I mean, that's just unbelievable. So now you've heard these ridiculous comments that these Sanctimonies have said. Are you shaking your heads? Well, I know I am, because really it never gets old. There's always going to be those Sanctimonies around. What a cringeworthy thing to think about. Okay, enough of that. So that concludes this show. It's a short one, I know, but it was one worth doing. Because next week, a taboo topic will be covered, which are pregnancy confessions. Oh, yes, I have a list of some pretty heavy pregnancy confessions, things that pregnant moms knew they should not have done, but did it anyway. You're looking forward to that? I hope so, because you should be, because some of these are juicy. All right, that's all for now, and chat again next week. Bye. Cheers.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.